Lord be with you. Let us pray. O Creator God, you are known by your loving embrace of the undeserving and those who suffer. Grant us sight of your justice and conviction to love all creatures through Jesus Christ, the wisdom of creation, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit now and forever.
Amen.
Please be seated for the readings. A reading from the book of Amos. Alas for those who are at ease in Zion and for those who feel secure on Mount Samaria. Alas for those who lie on beds of ivory and lounge on their couches and eat lambs from the flock and calves from the stall, who sing idle songs to the sound of the harp and like David improvise on instruments of music, who drink wine from bowls and anoint themselves with the finest oils, but are not grieved over the ruin of Joseph. Therefore, they shall now be the first to go into exile, and the revelry of the loungers shall pass away. Hear what the Spirit is saying to God's people.
Thanks be to God.
Please join in reading Psalm 146. We will sing it antiphonally by the whole verse. Those of you on the lecture side will read the odd verses. Those of you on the choir side will sing the even verses. Alleluia, praise God, O my soul. I will praise God as long as I live. I will sing praises to my God while I have my being.
Put not your trust in rulers, nor in any child of earth. For there is no help in them.
When they breathe their last, they return to earth, and in that day their thoughts perish.
Happy are they who have the God of Jacob for their help, whose hope is in their God.
Who made heaven and earth, the seas, and all that is in them, whose promise abides forever.
Who gives justice to those who are oppressed, and food to those who hunger.
God sets the prisoners free and opens the eyes of the blind. God lifts up those who are bowed down.
God loves the righteous and cares for the stranger. God sustains the orphan and widow, but frustrates the way of the wicked.
God shall reign forever, your God, O Zion, throughout all generations. Alleluia.
The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord Christ.
Jesus said to the Pharisees, "There was a rich man who was dressed in purple and fine linen, and who feasted sumptuously every day. And at his gate lay a poor man named Lazarus, covered with sores, who longed to satisfy his hunger with what fell from the rich man's table. Even the dogs would come and lick his sores. The poor man died and was carried away by the angels to be with Abraham. The rich man also died and was buried. In Hades, where he was being tormented, he looked up and saw Abraham far away with Lazarus by his side. He called out, "Father Abraham, have mercy on me, and send Lazarus to dip the tip of his finger in water and cool my tongue, for I am in agony in these flames." But Abraham said, "Child, remember that during your lifetime you received your good things, and Lazarus, in like manner, evil things. But now he is comforted here, and you are in agony. Besides all this, between you and us, a great chasm has been fixed, so that those who might want to pass from here to you cannot do so, and no one can cross from there to us." He said, "Then, Father, I beg you to send him to my father's house, for I have 5 brothers, that he may warn them, so that they will not also come into this place of torment." Abraham replied, "They have Moses and the prophets. They should listen to them." He said, "No, Father Abraham, but if someone goes to them from the dead, they will repent." He said to him, "If they do not listen to Moses and the prophets, neither will they be convinced, even if someone rises from the dead." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
Please be seated. If you are younger than 18, you may join me in the narthex if you want to, and we will discuss the gospel. Everybody else, no, you may not come with me to the narthex. You get to stay here. But I'll tell you right now that what they're getting ready to give you, show you the narrative budget, and it has a lot to do with the gospel. So you can pay attention and figure out what that is.
Good morning, everyone. My name is Jesse Ann Owens, and I'm treasurer. And this is the best kind of presentation I get to do. Gabe did all the work on the slides. Gabe is director of church operations and someone who needs no introduction. And the slides have disappeared momentarily, but we'll be back. So we're talking today about the theme of our stewardship season, A Place to Be, Welcome, Known, and Loved. The purpose of this time of year is to enable the vestry to construct a budget for next year. So what is a budget? It's our best estimate based on expected expenses and expected revenue of what we can afford to do as a church next year. The crucial word is estimate, because things change. Revenue can change, expenses can change, but this is what we hope to be able to achieve in 2026. So this is the time of year when we get together and talk about stewardship and what you might be able to contribute to the functioning of the church. It's critical because if we need to know how much you think you're able to give in order for us to do a budget. And of course, you have an estimate as well, and we recognize that things change. What you think you may be able to do now, you might not be able to do. And then there's always those who win the lottery. So every year, the vestry meets after, in February, the new vestry meets and works on the priorities, establishes the priorities for the year. And this year's vestry established these priorities to provide opportunities for everyone at St. Martin to deepen their spiritual journey, to work to make St. Martin's a place of real belonging, safety, and connection, and to renew our commitment to carbon reduction and climate resilience. So these are the priorities that have guided the actions of the vestry during this year. What we're hoping to do for 2026 is to add a paid part-time curate. A curate is a newly ordained priest, you can think kind of postdoc, if I can use a UC Davis terminology, someone who's beginning his or her ministry. The idea is that the curate would help work on some of the priorities, such as strengthening community life and formation. The other aspect of the budget beyond the curate are just the expenses that you know are increasing. Everything you're spending is costing more than it did last year, and it's no different for the church. The property insurance has gone up, maintenance costs have gone up, and so forth. So that's what we're taking into consideration as we're projecting a budget for 2026.
So we've put together a narrative budget, which is a little bit different than a regular budget. A regular budget shows line item, like property insurance, and then a number. But it doesn't really show a good idea of how staff time and facilities usage is actually allocated. And so we've separated the different line items into different program areas and to see how each ministry is made possible. So we've separated the program areas into three major groups based on our mission statement. And if you don't remember what our mission statement is, that's okay. It's rooted in faith, growing in hope, and reaching out in love. And as I was making this presentation, I realized that the mission statement roughly aligns with what the vestry priorities are. So rooted in faith is approximately strengthening our spiritual journeys. Growing in hope is creating a place of deep connection and belonging. And reaching out in love, well, that also includes climate change and resilience and strengthening that goal. So
for our current year, thinking in terms of a narrative budget that distributes the costs of staff and of the facilities across the program areas, you can see that mission and outreach is 43%, worship and music, almost 40%, community life and faith formation, the others. Next slide, please. So for 2026, the percentages change. Mission and outreach is now 30%, but the money that's actually being spent on mission and outreach doesn't change. It's just that with the addition of a new curate, if we're able to do that, the other categories change. The percentages of the other categories change.
So we're going to delve a little bit deeper into what each of these categories actually is. So the first one is rooted in faith, so worship and music and faith formation. So in worship and music, that's 46% of the projected budget. And what we have in worship and music is altar guild, flower guild, anything in here really, the choir and supplies, instrument maintenance, children's worship. So if there's children's worship that happens in here, things that happen down in this corner, that's that. And getting our folks online who are watching right now, making that happen is also in there. The next one is faith formation. That's about 14% of the projected budget. And that includes adult education, church school, so our godly play folks out in the classrooms, our nursery. And this would be a particular focus of a curate. And you can see here some photos of our recent trip to Tule Lake as a faith formation thing that we did, and our godly play classroom. The next one is community life, and it seems a sort of a broad category, but actually it's 10% of the projected budget, and it actually does cover a lot. So we have our whole Caring Ministries program, and this amazing, amazing crew of people do all sorts of things, helping hands, prayer shawls, messengers, Eucharistic visitors, card writing ministries. That's if you have, we have your birthday, then we send you a birthday card. Coffee hour, events. So like this one right here is a photo of our owl owl tea. It was older, wiser laity getting together and having a lovely tea. This was a rogation service that happened out on the ranch. So pastoral care, we have a pastoral care team. And this would be another focus of a curate. So the curate would focus on this sort of thing. And then reaching out in love, and that's our mission and outreach. And that's 30% of the projected budget. And that covers creation care, evangelism, and community engagement, going out and like when we went to Pride and doing things like that, social justice and outreach program and our support staff for that. And if you take a look at some of these photos, I asked for this presentation, I asked for some photos, and I was shocked at the amount of stuff that's going on. This is our Project Restart program, people getting the boxes together and the bins together. Our lovely Carol Holm here getting the floor done at the Belfry. And we had, when we became carbon neutral, we had a celebration here and making the fence at the Dixon Family Services Center. So amazing work is happening here.
So in order to keep up the good work and to balance our budget, we need to ask you to think about digging as deep as you can, I should say deeply, I suppose, and consider making as much as a 10% increase in your pledge so that we can have the possibility of adding a part-time paid curate and also meeting the increased expenses and have a balanced budget. So how is this going to happen? Well, we can ask you to pledge, please.
And if you're already pledging, you can increase your pledge. And we put a little table here together of what your current pledge might be and some generic numbers. And with a 10% increase, for example, if you're pledging $20 a month, a 10% increase would be $2. If you're pledging $300, that would be a $30 increase. So I did some research on what things are costing right now. And for example, I go to Starbucks all the time, and a latte, which I get probably more than I should, is $5.75. And with a muffin, which I also love, is $9.20. So just gives you an idea of what a thing might cost right now that would be relative to the difference in an increase in a pledge.
I love that slide. So. We need your help to make St. Martin's be all that it can be, a place to be welcome, known, and loved. Thank you.
Please stand as you are able and join me as we affirm our faith using the words of the Nicene Creed, which you can find on page 3 of your bulletin. We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven, was incarnate of the Holy Spirit and the Virgin Mary, and became truly human. For our sake, he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day, he rose again, in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father, who with the Father and the Son is worshiped and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy Catholic and Apostolic Church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. Let us pray for the church and for the world.
Grant, Almighty God, that all who confess your name may be united in your truth, live together in your love, and reveal your glory in the world. We pray for St. Martin's clergy, staff, and ministry leaders. Lord, in your mercy, guide the people of this land and of all the nations in the ways of justice and peace, that we may honor one another and serve the common good. We pray for the passage of local, state, and federal laws that will strengthen and protect our communities, treating everyone as children of God. Lord, in your mercy, give us all a reverence for the earth as your own creation, that we may use its resources rightly in the service of others and to your honor and glory. We pray for reconciliation with the earth and all God's creatures during this season, and we recommit to working for peace with creation. Lord, in your mercy, bless all whose lives are closely linked with ours, and grant that we may serve Christ in them and love one another as he loves us. We are grateful today for our treasurer, budget and finance committee, and all who steward the finances of the church. Lord, in your mercy, comfort and heal all those who suffer in body, mind, or spirit. Give them courage and hope in their troubles and bring them the joy of your salvation. We pray especially for those on our parish prayer list. Lord, in your mercy, we commend to your mercy all who have died, that your will for them may be fulfilled, and we pray that we may share with all your saints in your eternal kingdom. We pray for the repose of the soul of Pauline Beckerbreed and for her family and friends who mourn. Lord, in your mercy,
gracious God, grant that your people may have in them the same mind that was in Christ Jesus, and guide us into harmony of relationship through loving kindness and the wise use of all that you have given. For you are drawing all things into communion with you and with each other by the power of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Amen. Let us confess our sins against God and our neighbor.
Most merciful God, we confess that we have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We are truly sorry, and we humbly repent. For the sake of our Savior Jesus Christ, have mercy on us and forgive us, that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways, to the glory of your name. Amen. Almighty God, have mercy on you, forgive you all your sins through our Lord Jesus Christ, strengthen you in all goodness, and by the power of the Holy Spirit, keep you in eternal life.
Amen.
And the peace of the Lord be always with you.
And also with you.
Please be seated for the announcements.
Good morning, I'm Susan Stone, one of your vestry members. This is the yellow sheet. Every week we tell you to look at the yellow sheet. If you missed breakfast this morning, it's because last week you didn't look at the yellow sheet. And so you snooze, you lose. There's lots of important things on here, but this morning I'm gonna bring your attention to this piece of paper, which is separate. And on this piece of paper, it starts out with September 28th, that's today. And then it's going to go in the next 4 weeks. Next week, next Sunday, is my favorite service of the year, better than Christmas, in my opinion. is the animal's blessing. My little dog needs a lot of blessing. And we do that outside. It is great fun. It's a great service to bring your friends and family. Did I miss something?
Closer to it.
Okay, you will be here next week with your animals. And then the following week after church, there will be an adult forum. And this is Garth Lindsay, a graduate of Al Gore's Climate Reality Project, will lead an adult forum entitled Climate Reality, Change the Story, Change the World, after the 10 o'clock service. This, in my opinion, is extremely important. The following Sunday is a breakfast bake-off. You'll hear more about that later. And then at the end of October, we're going to feed you again. This time, the food is from Dos Coyotes. So we have lots of great things going on. And now I'm going to introduce you to Maria, who is our senior warden. She started cooking last night. I think she cooked all night long. She was here when I got here this morning. She never stops. Please give a round of applause for Maria, our senior warden.
Wow, I didn't expect that. Thank you. So thank you so much on behalf of the Vestry for all of you who were able to join us for breakfast between 9 and 9:45. Due to the generosity of our kitchen crew, mainly Tim Williams, Susan, and Steve Reynolds, he might be cleaning up still. Anyway, we do have pancakes and some fruit and a few pieces of frittata left, and we'd love for you to take it home rather than us having to freeze it or toss it, which I don't want to do. So please come over after the service. We'll have freezer bags, and we'll also have some plates to take some of those goodies home. And thank you again for being here.
Okay, and now I need to ask, are there any celebrations or milestones we want to share? Yes, Marianne. Remind people that Gabe somewhere, when he's not doing something else, is taking photos, right? Next Sunday. I haven't read the yellow sheet, I have to confess. Yeah. Next Sunday. So if you didn't get a picture taken for the parish directory, that's the word, Gabe will be taking pictures again next Sunday so you can get your lovely face in there. And it really does help people remember who everybody is if we can sneakily look at those pictures now and then. So be sure you do that. Okay. Oh, they're standing back there and I didn't even notice them. There's some lovely ushers in the back and they have bags in their hands. If you are new or have not yet received a welcome bag from St. Martin's, just raise your hand. That's all you need to do. And they will come. Oh, look at that. We've got somebody over here in the choir. And actually, since it's fourth Sunday, which is used to be first Sunday, but now it's fourth Sunday, you're going to be invited to come up and sing, right? So fourth Sunday means you get to go and sing with the choir during the offertory, and they even have noisemakers. It's no fault singing, so be sure you join them with that. All the way back. Okay. All right. That's worth celebrating right there. And so if nobody else has anything else, we're going to just pray the prayer on the top of page 5. Together, let us pray. Watch over your children, O Lord, as their days increase. Bless and guide them wherever they may be. Strengthen them when they stand. Comfort them when discouraged or sorrowful. Raise them up if they fall. And in their hearts, may your peace, which passes all understanding, abide all the days of their lives. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Just a few comments about communion. Ernie said you do not need to fear the bread, and I like that. All are welcome to gather at the Lord's table and receive bread and wine. The bread is gluten-free and vegan, so it's very friendly. When you're invited to come forward, Just the ushers will let you know when to come over to the altar rail. You can stand or kneel. Put your hand out, and a piece of bread will be put in your hand, and then the Eucharistic ministers will come along with the wine for either intinction or sipping. All right. See, I'm ahead of them, so I don't have to pay attention. When you receive the bread in your hand, if you want to sip from the cup, eat the bread. If you'd like that piece of bread to be picked up and dipped into the wine, just leave it right there, and the Eucharistic minister will pick it up and put it back in your hand. Okay. If you would rather just receive a blessing, simply cross your arms over your chest, and that lets us know that. And I think I've got it all. Okay. Let us walk in love as Christ loved us and gave himself for us, an offering and a sacrifice to God.
We got music. We got music and we got words. If you need music, you can ask for music. Otherwise, we have words. Now, at the end, you're going to get lost. Just smile a lot. Just smile a lot. It'll work. Ready?
Okay, make sure you have the lyrics.
Here we go.
There.
Let the choir
come
in.
On. Scoot in.
Welcome
scoot
in. In. Welcome in. Here's your first note.
Oh, shoot.
For my first receive a new symbol. Keep your finger in the water, come and cool my crown, come and cool nation in the flame. He had to be come from the rich man's table. Dip your finger in the water, come and cool my crown, come and cool nation in the flame.
God be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
Lord of all life, you created the universe where all living things reflect your glory. You give us this great and beautiful earth to discover and to cherish. You give us your love even when things go wrong. Jesus knew hurt and pain. Through him you wipe away our tears and fill us with your peace, and you give us happy times and things to celebrate. In these we taste your kingdom, a feast for all your children. You made us all, each wonderfully different, to join with the angels and sing your praise.
Holy,
holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. We thank you, loving Father, because when we turned away, you sent Jesus, your Son. He gave his life for us on the cross and shows us the way to live. Send your Holy Spirit upon these gifts of bread and wine, that they may be for us Christ's body and his blood. On the night before he died, when darkness had fallen, Jesus took bread. He gave thanks, broke it, and shared it with his disciples, saying, "This is my body given for you. Do this to remember me." After they had eaten, he took the cup of wine, gave thanks, and shared it with his disciples, saying, "This is my blood poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins." So, Father, with this bread and this cup, we celebrate his love, his death, his risen life. As you feed us with these gifts, send your Holy Spirit and change us more and more to be like Jesus, our Savior. Help us, Father, to love one another as we look forward to that day when suffering is ended and all creation is gathered into your loving arms. And now, with Blessed Martin and all your saints, we give you glory through Jesus Christ, the strength of the Spirit, today and forever.
Amen.
And as our Savior Christ has taught us, we now say, Padre nuestro, que estás en el cielo, santificado sea tu nombre, venga tu reino, hágase tu voluntad, en la tierra como en el cielo. Danos hoy nuestro pan de cada día, perdona nuestras ofensas, como también nosotros perdonamos a los que nos ofenden. No nos dejes caer en tentación, y líbranos del mal, porque tuyo es el reino, tuyo es el poder, y tuya es la gloria, ahora y por siempre. Amen. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. Alleluia. Christ, our Passover, is sacrificed for us.
Therefore, let us keep the peace. Alleluia.
And these are the gifts of God for the people of God. Let us pray. Holy One, you feed us with bread from heaven and the gifts of Mother Earth. In this communion, you have drawn us into your embrace, and you call us to fellowship with one another. You have given us the gift of reconciliation. May we who have tasted that gift from you offer ourselves in peace and humility to one another. And may you always walk among us as a friend. Amen. And deep peace, pure white of the moon to you. Deep peace, pure green of the grass to you. Deep peace, pure brown of the earth to you. Deep peace, pure gray of the dew to you. Deep peace, pure blue of the sky to you. And deep peace of the Sun of Peace to you. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be upon you and remain among you always.
Amen.
In peace to love and serve the Lord. Thanks be to God.